Today's daf is daf chaf tes. So we got to the bottom of chaf chesma beza, the last mishnah there. The mishnah says, again, this is going to sound pretty repetitive, and the Gemara is going to address what the chiddush here is, but there are some nuances. So the mishnah says, shlosha achin, if they're two brothers, and shnai mehem nesuin shtei achayos, and two of them are married to two sisters, or isha bita, maybe the two wives are a mother and a daughter. Of course, you can't marry both of them. Oh, isho basbita, or maybe a grandmother and a granddaughter. Those are the two wives. Oh, isho basbina, or maybe the granddaughter through her son. Hare elu chaltos v'lo misyamos. These are dinam of chalitza, not yibam. Because you can't do yibam to both of them. That's certainly not true, because that'd be a rios. Now, since there's a zika here, so since there's both zakuk to each other, so one's achoso, zakuk achos zukaso, each one. And since Zika is somewhat considered marriage, it's Ktsas Nisuin, so therefore you can't do Yibum either to either one of them because of an Isser Derbanan. And for that reason, Chalita is what's necessary in the case of where the two wives are related to each other. So the Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon Pot, Rabbi Shimon says, you actually don't need Chalita at all to either one. They're actually completely exempt from one another, and we'll see why that is in the Gemara. So then the Mishnah says, Achas Mem Asur, if these two sisters, or the mother and daughter, or the grandmother and grandmother, granddaughter, if that one of them is an erva to the Yavam, Achas Mem is Asur Lava, so then we can invoke Isser Erva, then if it's Isser Erva, so that woman is Asur to, but the other one's entirely Mutter, the Asur Ba, Umutter Ba Chosa, so Yibam would even be permitted to the other one of the wives. If, however, of the two sisters, or the mother and daughter, or the grandmother and granddaughter, if one of them is not an erva, but an iser mitzvah or an iser kedush, which is only an iser midirabanan, so that does not permit yibum to the other wife. Rather, that requires a chaltos v'lo misyamos. You're not allowed to do yibum because midiraisa, it's really permitted. There's no iser mitzvah, iser kedush on a deraisa level. That's only iser midirabanan. So therefore, chalitza is still necessary. Okay, pretty the same principles we've been seeing up until now. So now the Gemara says, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Pota, why did Rabbi Shimon say that in the situation of two sisters, if two wives are two sisters, you don't do yibum to either one, nor do you do chalitza for that matter? Rabbi Shimon's mechadish because Pota b'shtayin mina chalitza, u mina yibum as well. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk by the Arayos, v'isha el achosa lo tzikach litzur, you cannot perform kedushin with two sisters who are tzur. What does that mean? B'sha shenasu tzaro zu lezu, when the moment they become tzaros to each other, they become co-wives, kedushin isn't chal even to one of them. In other words, that midiraisa, since both of the women here, both yavamos, fall to the yavam, and there's a partial kedushin from zika alone, that's considered already tsaros to each other. Those are sisters that are tsaros, and if one attempts to do kedushin, such as yibum, it would not be chal even to one of them. If yibum isn't chal, isn't necessary, it doesn't work, so to chalitza isn't necessary. So midiraisa, there's no need for chalitza at all to both of them, according to Rabbi Shimon. So now the Gemara says, Hayisa achas mem v'chul. If one of them were to be an erva, so she would be asur, but her sister or her mother would be permitted entirely, even yibum. So Gemara says, Hasu lamali, hainuhach. We already learned this many times, this very concept, if there's an erva, so she's completely removed, and the other sister would be allowed. So Gemara says, it's needed for Rabbi Shimon Itzrech. We need to teach the same Mishnah for Rabbi Shimon, because I would have thought otherwise for Rabbi Shimon. What would I have thought? The Sarkadai Techamina, I would have thought, Hov Am Rabbi Shimon Shtei Achayos Lo Chaltos V'lo Misyamos. So in general, that Rabbi Shimon holds that when they're two sisters, like we just saw, there's no need for Yimam or even Chalitza based on the Pasuk of Litzra. So I would have thought, let's say now two sisters, one of them is an erva to the brother, which would really dictate that the other sister should be permitted to Yavam, but maybe we should be goes if we allow a case of two sisters where one is an erva, you could Yibam to the other. Maybe in a general case of two sisters where one is not an erva, one might allow Yibam as well. So because of that gzeira, maybe we should say, Hova Amr B'Shimon Shtei Achayos in general, Lo Chaltos Lo Misyamos. Maybe Ligzer, in this case where one's an erva, we should cast Asert as well, Mishum Beza Achayos Dalm in general. Kamashal on that note, Rabbi Shimon only says pater from chalitza when they're two sisters. But when one of the two sisters is an erva to the yavam, that actually allows him to do yibum to the other sister who is not an erva and we're not gozer. So that's why we have to repeat this din again to say that Rabbi Shimon would allow this. He would agree to this halacha. So now the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Isser Mitzvah, going on to now Daf Chav Tes.
Since we saw Rabbi Shimon just just said that it's almost like an erva, the zika, right? And he's saying when it's an erva, is he saying because the zika doesn't count and litzra doesn't come into play?
Yeah, zika is only relevant if there's a potential heter to marry. But when there's no potential heter to marry because it's an erva, that zika doesn't take effect anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
So then the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Isser Mitzvah, going on to now Chavtes. So Isser Mitzvah, so there we said that you have to do Chalitza when one of them is an Isser Mitzvah. So ask the Gemara, this is, I think, Pini's question maybe. V'ha'amar Rebbe Shimon Shtei Achayos, lo Chalitzos lo Misyamos. So didn't we just say that when the two sisters, there's no Indian of Yibum Chalitza? So here the two sisters, okay, granted, one's an Isser Mitzvah. Your question was Isser Erva. But here by Isser Mitzvah. So the Isser Mitzvah, so really Midaraisa, there's no Isser Mitzvah. Midaraisa, the two sisters. And two sisters doesn't require Yibum Chalitza. So how come when there is an Isser Mitzvah, that would require Chalitza? Midaraisa, there's no need for Chalitza, according to Rabbi Shimon, in an Isser Mitzvah case. So the Gemara says, you're right. Really, you don't require Chalitza in this case of two sisters, even when one's an Isser Mitzvah. But they required one anyways, because Gezerah, Mishum Mitzvah, Isser Mitzvah, the Amma. What would I say? If I have a situation where two sisters, and one of them is an Isser Mitzvah, I don't require Chalitza because of two sisters, I might think, oh, this is a case of Isser Mitzvah, I don't need Chalitza. Maybe in a different scenario, where there's just one Yavam and one Yavama, and the Yavama is an Isser Mitzvah, maybe I wouldn't require Chalitza in that case either. So therefore, they have to require Chalitza in the case of an Isser Mitzvah, even though they're two sisters, to help me, to teach me that in general, when there's just one woman, an Isser Mitzvah, that certainly does require a Chalitza. So then the Gemara says, Hatinach I. This makes sense why the Isser Mitzvah, that woman herself, requires a chalitza. But achosa, my ikal member, but the sister certainly doesn't need one. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Tinach ihi Isser Mitzvah. So I get why the Yavam has to do chalitza to the sister who's an Isser Mitzvah, because I need to be gozer in general that Isser Mitzvah requires chalitza. But achosa, says Rashi, amai chalitza. Why does she require chalitza? Tipater mishum achos kuka. She's now the sister of a person who's zakuk to you. Da'achamai amis. What's the need for a chalitza to the sister in this case? There's no general concern of a sister. The Gemara says no, because gzeira achosa mishum lasa dide. Because we're concerned that if we allow the sister to go free without a chalitza, I might think in general that if you look at Rashi, mishum lasa dida, mishum mazal dida, the iser mitzvah, hai lasa. Yisa lashon hu. It's a lashon of it's an extra lashon here because of her. What does that mean? So again, if you say that we let the sister go free in without any chalitza, so I might think that if the sister could go free without chalitza, maybe the Isser Mitzvah also should go free without a chalitza. So because the Isser Mitzvah requires chalitza, also the sister requires chalitza. All part of the same concern. All part of the same gezeira. So asks Gemara. V'ha gabe erva lo gazrinam. By erva, we're not gozer. In other words, if there's an erva, if you look at Rashi, Rashi ha gabe erva lo gazrinam. Dim ha'isa achas mem asura lav iser erva. And aser ba umutter b'achos. That's a classic case of one's an erva. That ha erva yotzib lo chalitza. The erva goes scot-free without any need for chalitza. V'lo amrina, we don't say tachlots erva. Maybe you should perform the chalitza to the erva. Gzeira mishim achosa. Shein erva ruula li'ibam. Because maybe I should do a chalitza to the erva, lest I think that the sister doesn't require chalitza either. V'ha nami l'Rabbi Shimon erva hi? According to Rabbi Shimon, there's an erva, mishinasu tsaros, v'amai matzrechas l'chalitza mishim gzeres achosa. So why is there a need for a chalitza of two sisters? Just like by makom erva, we're not gozer that both need chalitza because concerns in general. So why are we gozer that both need chalitza in the case of the iser mitzvah of shtei achayos, which is also an erva? And the Gemara says, no, it's very different here. Shiny erva, the migmar gmila inshe, they call isla. Everybody knows when one of the sisters is an erva, everyone knows the halacha there, and there's no need for concern, no need for chalitza. Elsewhere, that's not so clear. So look at Rashi. Rashi writes, the migmar gmila inshe. Hakol yodan, everybody knows, everybody's aware, shein tricha chalitza, that you don't need chalitza when one's an erva. Vachos ala vachos zakuka. And we don't view the sister of the erva as achos zakuka. We don't, because it's not zakuka, the erva. It's not going to come to lead to a different case where we can allow a woman to go get married, a sister, without chalitza. That's not a concern. Aval erva denasu tsaros de Rabbi Shimon, when they're two sisters that are erva, this case here, lo chuliyama gemir hilchas adi iser shtei shavos. Not everybody's aware that two sisters become an erva, and because of that, we're not going to let them go scot-free without the need for chalitza. Okay, fine, good. Now, the next daf, really, today's daf is much easier than what we just saw. It's a pretty easier, relatively to what we've been seeing, an easier daf. Says the Mishnah now, Chavtes. Shlosha Achen, three brothers, Shnaim Nisun Shtei Achayos. Two of them are married to two brothers. V'yachon Mufna, one is single, one is not married to a sister. Meis Echad Mibali Achayos, one of the brothers married to the sisters dies. V'asaba Mufna Maimer, and the third brother, the one who's single, does Maimer to that wife who's now an Almana, the wife of his brother. V'acharkach Meis Achiv, now after doing Maimer to the first wife, now the other brother dies, who's married to the sister, so now she dies, or he dies rather. Meis Achiv Hasheni. So what happens now? He's a Maimer to one wife, to wife A, and now he's Zokuk to wife B, but they're both sisters. What's he supposed to do? So Beishami Omrim, Ishto Imo, his wife is with him. He already did Maimer to the first wife, and that's considered marriage. Bahalazu, the second wife, the sixth sister, who falls to him now, Teiti Mishimachos Isha. She's out of the picture because she can't marry him. He's already married to her sister. When you do Maimer, we'll see in a second in the Gemara how strong a Maimer is, but at least for the Mishnah, we view the Maimer as a real bona fide Kedushin. They're married, we did Maimer, and therefore, when the sister falls to him, she's off, she gets knocked off quickly because you can't marry your wife's sister. That's Beis Shammai's understanding. Beis Hillel is a bit more complicated. Beis Hillel Omrim, no. When you do Maimer to a sister-in-law, that strengthens a bond, but does not complete the bond. And therefore, he says, and pay attention to the words here, Motis Isho, he has to be Motis' wife, which is really the woman who he did Maimer to. That's called his wife now, even though she's not really a full wife. To his wife, he has to Motis her with a get and chalitza. He needs two things now. She's not fully married, so there's still a Zika there, so chalitza is necessary. But there's somewhat of a marriage, so there's also get. He needs to do two things to release the Baal's Maimer. The Eish's Achiv, the wife of his brother, the second brother who just died, so that wife, Bachalitza, just does a Chalitza to her. Because you can't get married to both one. We view them both as a Zika. Each one of them are as Achos Kukaso, so he can't get married to either one. He has to release both of them, one with Get and Chalitza, the other one with Chalitza. That's Shitas Beis Hillel. And the Mishnah concludes, Zuhi Shamu, this is the case where we invoke the word, Oilo Al Isho. Woe to his wife, which is the Baal's Maimer. He's tried marrying her. He at least attempted to make some bond. Woe to her because he can't stay married to her anymore. Had he did Yibum, he would have been fine. But now that he did Maimer, so he's a partial wife, he can't stay married because now the sister felt him. So oi to Izisho and oi to the wife of his brother. He can't marry either one and they get thrown out. The Zuhi. So now the Gemara wants to know this very last line of the Mishnah, which says Zuhi, that this is the case, implies, well, there's another case where we don't invoke this phrase. Zuhi l'mutei mai. Where else could we have said oi lo al isho, but we're not saying? Because the Mishnah says, this is where we say oi lo al isho. Where else could we have said it? So mai l'mutei mai, says the Gemara, l'mutei hach de Rabbi Shimon, de lo avdin kavasi Rabbi Shimon, rather Rabbi Shua, hach de Rabbi Shua, de lo avdin kavasi, we don't hold like Rabbi Shua, ella ikra mangliel ikra balazar. What's this case? So Rashi doesn't really tell us what's going on here, but there's another case where Rabbi Yeshua says to say oi lo al isho al eshach. What's the scenario? So let's say Reuven and Shimon marry sisters. Reuven marries a woman who's a gedola, and Shimon marries a woman who's a ketana. And now what happens is Reuven dies, so now the oldest sister gedola falls to Shimon. So now Shimon is married to the ketana, but we know ketana only has kedusha, the kedusha midrabanan. And now the Reuven's wife, it falls to midraisa, so there's a real zika from that one. So,
not by the father.
So she could be married before and out of the picture, now she got married on her own. Either way, Shimon is married to Ketana Midirbanam, and then the Gedola, older sister, falls to him, Midiraisa of the Zika, because Reuven died. So now what's he supposed to do? So Rabbi Yeshua says he's stuck, he can't marry either one, because each one is Achos is a Kukaso. So therefore he does Chalitza to the Aishas Reuven, and he gives a get to Aishas, his own wife, who's a Ketana. Because had he really been married to the Ketana, and had she been a Gedola, then Aish's Reuven would never falter. That would be out of the picture. But since the Kedushin to his wife, Shimon's wife, is only a Dirabonim, because she's a Ketana, that's not strong enough to knock away Aish's Reuven. So now he's kind of stuck. Rabbi Shua says, yes, to divorce both them, Chalitza to both them, and that's why we say, oi lo al Ishto, oi lo al Aish's Alchid. But we don't hold that way. We actually hold like Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Elazar. One of them holds, what he's supposed to do is, that let Shimon wait until the Ketana gets older, and then when she becomes a bas mitzvah, and now they're married, that becomes a kedushin midaraisa, and that ends up knocking off Aisha's Reuven without needing anything. So he can remain married to his wife, Aisha Shimon. The other one, I forget who says which way. The other one says, no, what he has to do is have Eshes Shimon perform Miyun. She could do Miyun if it's Kedushin Derbanan. That will release him from the marriage. And then he could go ahead and perform Yibum to the wife of Eshes Reuven. So either you could marry Eshes Reuven or stay married to Eshes Shimon. One of those are options. But we don't say, like Rabbi Yeshua says, Oilo al Isha Ola, Oilo al Eshes Achiv. Only in the case of our Mishnah is where we say the Zu, in this case, Zu Shamru, but not that other case of Rabbi Yeshua. Fine. So now the Gemara says last six lines of the Amud here. Amar Reb Elazar, Lo Tema Maimer LeBeis Shammai Kone Kinen Gamer. Don't suggest when our Mishnah said that when he did Maimer to the first wife, the other wife who falls to him, the other sister, is goes scot free. Don't say that Maimer is a real Kinen Gamer. They're really married. Don't suggest that. Why? Di by Laapuke Sagile Begita. And if you were to say that's a Kinen Gamer, all you would need to release the Balis Maimer is with a get. Not true. It's not a full Kinen. You still need a get plus a chalitza. Ella, what Maimer means to Beishame is, Maimer to Beishame is, Eino Kone, Ella Lidchos, Bitzar Bavad. All it tells us is that knocks off the Tzara out of the picture. If you look at Rashi, last three lines of Rashi here, Ella Maimer to Beishame, Ein Kone, Ella Lidchos, Bitzar, Koloma. Lidchos Achosa, Shililil Tasran, Lazu. It just prevents the second sister who falls to him, she does not come into the picture, and she does not aser the Reuven to his Balis Maimer. Mishumachas is Kuka. We don't apply that. When you do Maimer, so that protects this your potential wife from someone coming in, but there is no full kinyan yet. They're not fully married. That's the understanding. And the Gemara tries to bring a proof here from the Mishnah on Daf Chavav. Amar Rabbi Abin Af Ananami Tanin. And we also learn in the Mishnah that Beshame Omrim Yekaimu, that B'di'eved, had they gotten married to those sisters. Remember that case in Daf Chavav? The first Mishnah in the Masechta, when there were four brothers, and then two married to two sisters, and then the two brothers that married to two sisters died. So they're not supposed to do Yibam, they do Chalitza to the two sisters. But Im Kansu, Im Kidmu Vakansu, it's good, they could stay married, Yikayim. So the Gemara's Medaik as follows, Beishama Yikayimu, Yikayimu in, B'lechachila lo. B'di'eved, we accept it, L'chachila, they shouldn't get married, but B'di'eved, if they got married, they can marry the sisters. Why? How does that work? Now, Isak Gadaitach says the Gemara on top of Chav Tesem Abayz. Now, Isak Gadaitach, Maimer, the Beishamai, Kone, Kinyan Gamer. If you were to assume that according to Beishamai, Maimer, there's a full acquisition, there's a full Kinyan, how come he only says, B'di'eved, Yikaimu? Maybe Milchachila, what you should do is, Ze Yase, Maimer, V'yikne, Ze Yase, Maimer, V'yikne. Let each of the brothers marry the two sisters, a full Kinyan, Lechachila, because it's a Mamish a Kedushin, it's Mamish a Yibam, it's a Maimer without Yibam. So let them each do it. And the fact that Mishnah doesn't say, L'chachil, let them get married to the sisters, rather, B'di'eved, if they did, we accept it, that tells us it does not create a kinyan gamur. So Gemara says, that's not a good raya. And so, Ella, my docha, so if you don't hold of kinyan gamur, what's the conclusion? That Beishami holds that Maimer doesn't do kinyan gamur, rather it does docha. So I can apply the same exact logic to that Mishnah. Why does Beishami say B'di'eved is acceptable? Maybe L'chachil, we should suggest, my docha d'chiyu gamur, let ze yase Maimer v'yitcha, v'ze yase Maimer v'yitcha, let each brother before Maimer to each of the sisters and knock off the other one. Whether it's a Kinyan Gamur or whether it's a Dechiya Gamura, you should be able to apply the same exact logic of let one brother do to the other sister, Lichachila. So Ella, Ma'is Lecha Maimer, what are you going to say? It must be that Maimer Datera Dachi Disir Lo Dachi. Maimer only works when that person's permitted to you. So if there's, let's say, one sister, so let's say our mission Daf Chavtes here, our mission Chavtes and Alf, is where first one brother dies, so the wife falls to Reuven, Reuven does Maimer, that works, that's completely good, it's Heter, it's Mutter. Our mission Daf Chavav is where two sisters fell, and that's already Aser, that's Achos Skukaso. It doesn't work L'chachila, that's Aser. But yet, if you do it, we accept it, but not L'chachila. So L'chachila, the only time D'chiyah works is if it's Mamash Heter, but not if it's going to be Aser. So just like that's true, Hachanami, Maimer, Afilu, Laman, Damer, Maimer, Kona, Kinyan Gamer. Even if you were to say that Maimer is a full Kinyan, a full acquisition, we only allow you, L'chachila, to apply Maimer when it's Beheter. But when it's Be'isser, when the two sisters, that we don't allow you to do L'chachila, Maimer, Da Terakani, the Isir Lokani. And therefore, there is no riot from our Mishnah on Daf Chav Vav, whether or not it's a Dechiyah Gemura, or whether it's a Kinyan Gamer. Says Rav Ashi, now run 8 lines down on the top here. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi Masni Hachi, he learned as follows. That Amar Rebbe Eliezer, Lo Tema Maimer Lebeshame Dachi Dechia Gemura, Vitzarasa Chalitza Nami Labai. Don't say that in the world of Beishamai, that when he says it's Dachoi, that no, Maimer doesn't create a Kinnon. Maimer is Dachoi, push off the Tzara. But don't say it's a real Dechia Gemura, whereby the tsarasa doesn't require any chalitz at all. She's completely out of the picture. No, don't say that far. Ella docha u'mishayer hu. What Maimer does is it's a low level dechia. The low level dechia, and what's a low level dechia? That the tsara can ask a Ruvain to the wife he did Maimer to, but at the same time, the Torah still requires Chalitza. So there are really three levels here, three theoretical levels. There's a Kinyan Gamur, Maimer could be a real Mavish Kinyan Gamur. Secondly, it could be a Dechia de Gemura, where the Torah is out of the picture, but you're not yet married to her. Or it's a low-level Dechia, which we're suggesting now, whereby it removes the Torah from answering you to the Yivama, but he's not, really she's not out of the picture entirely, and you still need a Chalitza. Look what Rashi writes. Says Rashi, Ella, where are we? Ella Docha, also mi le'eser, Eishes Bal HaMaimer, Allah. All it does is it asers, protects the Balas Maimer from the Tzara, from ruining the situation. If the sister falls afterwards to the Yavam, it does not aser you to the Balas Maimer. However, Umishayer, says Rashi, it still leaves off something that Ubay Chalitza im Basalinas. If you want to get married to the Balas Maimer, you have to first do Chalitza to the second wife. So that's what's going on. So this is the lowest level of the understanding of Maimer. That's the understanding of Ravashi. So now the Gemara says, Metzpring Araya. Omer Reb Abin, Af Ananami Tanina. We also learned the Mishnah, the Beshami, Omer Yikaimu, that Bidyeved, if two brothers married two sisters after Yibum, after the brothers died, so it works, Bidyeved. So Yikaimu in the Chachila, but the Chachila, they shouldn't do this. Why? Now, Yisakadatech, if you were to think that Maimer LeBeshame is Doche, the Chiyagamur, if it really, when we say Doche, it Mamish knocks the Torah off the map, why don't you let each one do Maimer to each sister? And that would make sense. It must be, therefore, that it's only a Dechia Umashayah, to low level Dechia, and does not knock off the Zekuka of either wife. The guy said, wait a second. How could you suggest that the Dechia of a Maimer is a low level Dechia, and that you still require a Chalitza for the Tzara? Doesn't the our Mishnah say that when you do Maimer, that Tzara goes free completely? Doesn't need anything? It says, again, Ela Hakatani, Beshami Omim, Isho Imo, the Balas Maimer is your wife. Havazu, the Tzara, the second wife, who falls to you, the sister, Tete Mishum Achos Isha, she goes free without anything. There's no need for Chalitz even. So how could Ravashi suggest that's a low-level Dechiyah only, and you still require Chalitza? Our Mishnah clearly says when there's a case of Maimer, you don't need anything for the second wife. So Ella must be Yivama de Chazi Lakula Chazi Lemiksasa. When the Yibam is a potential for all them, then it's good. We'll read Rashi in a second. Yivama de Lo Chazi Lakula Lo Chazi Lemiksasa. So look at Rashi. Rashi writes Ella Yivama de Chazi. Right around where we are in the Gemara, Rashi writes Kolomar Ella Liom. In reality, Docha de Chigamur. Really, we assume that when there's a Maimer, it knocks off the Tzara off the map. The Kashalach, that which you had the question, Hasan Mami Lidchi. So why don't we say the same thing in the Mishnah Daf Chavav? Again, where the two brothers and two sisters, let each brother do Maimer to each sister, and then knocks off the other one. And that would seem to be a very good thing. So this is where the Gemara answers. It says, Lo Dam, Yudim Masisin. The Mishnah Daf Chavav, with the two brothers and two sisters, is not comparable to our Mishnah Daf Chavtes, where there's just one brother and one sister initially. Why? Tahacha, here in Daf Chavtes, the Chinafla, when the first wife falls, the first sister falls, Ovid Maimer, and the husband, the brother, does Maimer. Have Chazia Lakula Mili the Yavama Lisavim. If he wanted to, since there's only one sister in the picture, he could have done Yibam, he could have done Yuchalitza, Ulachot, Hilkach. When he does Yibam, rather, when he does Maimer, Chazia Lemiksasayu Lemaimer. Maimer works. The Maimer Dachia Achosa Lichishitipo. So when Yibam and Chalitza are all potentially good, then when you do Maimer, Maimer is also strong and knocks her off entirely from when the second sister falls to Reuven. Aval Hasim over there in the Mishnah Daf Chav Vav. The Tevai Naflu Kodem Maimer, where both sisters fell to two brothers before he did Maimer, doing Maimer in that context actually doesn't work. V'lo Chazi L'Kuli Mili Divama. He cannot do Yibam to either one because now each one is Achos Kukaso. L'Lo Chazi L'Miksasa, therefore even to part of them it doesn't work. L'Figach Ein Maimer Docha Achosa. So really, Dechia Gemura, unless it's a situation whereby Yibam is ineffective, which case Maimer wouldn't be good either. Okay, again, a little hard, but I think a little easier than the other cases. So now the Gemara says as follows. This next is, should flow pretty nicely, this next piece. Ask the Gemara very long, the Shishayla. Boy, Rab asks the following Shishayla. Maimer, when it comes to Maimer, Lebe Shame, who allows Maimer to work in a strong way, does he compare this to Nusuin Osa? Oh, Erisin Osa, what stage of marriage is Maimer substitute for? Does it substitute for Nisuin, that's full marriage, or is it only Erisin? Asks the Gemara, Amar Le'abai, L'mai Hilchasa, L'mai, what's the Nafkamina? Who cares? What's the relevance? Elaim, if you're going to tell me, L'yarsha, L'tamil, L'hafir Nidereha, that if it's really an Nisuin, so he inherits her if she dies, and he should be Metamiter if he's a Kohen, and he made for a Nidarim, if that's what you're talking about, those halachas, can't be. Because Hashta, Arusa Ba'alma, Arusa in general, which is Deraisa, the din is, it doesn't work. I'll just read the punchline, then we'll read the Gemara. If Arusa, which is a din deraisa, doesn't work to be Yorsha and to be Metamela and Hefer Nedereha, then Mimer, which is only Midrabanan, even though it might be Nesuin, but it's only Midrabanan, that certainly will not be allowed for these halachas. So this cannot be the air of halacha that we're entertaining. That certainly will not work by Mimer. So just look at Rashi. I'd rather look at the Gemara. Hashta Arusa Ba'alma Tani Rabbi Chia Isha Arusa Lo Onen Vlo Metamela V'chein Hi Lo Onenis Vlo Metamela. They're not metamic to each other. There's no din of aninus if there's only erusin. If she's mesa and a yorsha, he doesn't yorsha. If mesu, if he dies, govek subasa, he owes the ksubater. Avid ba maimer, if they do maimer, mibari, is that a shaila? If erusin, again, which is deraisa, doesn't allow for these halachas, certainly maimer, which is only made their bottom, won't allow for these halachas. So that couldn't be the shaila. So what is the shaila of whether or not it's nesun osa or erusin osa? It must be elalinin misira l'chupa. If there's a need for chupa. My, what's the din? Do we say that Mimer accomplishes Nisuin and you already did had your din of, even though there's no Bia, Mimer was just more of a type of Kedushin, but if it accomplished Nisuin, then you don't need a Chuppah. We'll read Rashi to fill in some gaps in a second. We say Nisuin Osa, V'lobay Mesir L'Chuppah, Odema Erisin Osa, U'bay Mesir L'Chuppah. What that means is, in essence, is we'll read Rashi, is Bia Balkarcha allowed or is it not allowed? By Yibum, you're allowed to do Bia Balkarcha. Yibum Balkarcha works. So if you say it's osa nesuin that mimer does nesuin, so then you don't need a mesula bia. You don't need a heter bia afterwards. Bia balkarcha would work after the fact. If you say it only accomplishes erusin, but you're still missing the mesir lechupah, you're still missing nesuin, then you have to have her consent for the bia. That's what the understanding is. So look at Rashi, last six or so narrow lines. Says Rashi, do we say it's like erusin below by mesir lechupah dimba? It works. If you say it's a nesuin, it would work balkarcha. You don't need a chuppah. You don't need her consent. If you want to divorce her at that point, you would require get because there's really a good nesuin. And balkarcha says Rashi, the kani la works. So again, if you say it's nesuin, so then it's nesuin and it's you don't need her consent. If it's only erusin, then you need mesir l'chuppah, you need her consent for the bia. That's the shaila. So Gemara now says, Amar lei, hashta lo avid be mimer. If there's no mimer that was done, so the halacha is ksiv yivama yavoleha, that the din is that you can, balkarcha is permitted. Avid by mimer, mibay, it's going to ask a question, why would that make things worse? If Yibam Balkarcha, Bia Balkarcha works, so Mimer shouldn't change that. It should also, Bia Balkarcha should work. In other words, it should be considered Nisuin, V'lo Bai Mesir L'Chuppah. Amar Leh Gemara says, no, Shani Omer, I hold, Kola Ose, Mimer Bivamto, Paracha Mimenu Zikas Yivamam, V'chala Aleha Zikas Erison. My, what's it? What happened here? When there's just a regular brother dies, and Yivama falls to Yavam, Bia Balkarcha is allowed. That's Yibam. But once you take a different track, you take the track of Mimer, Mimer actually releases the Yibam track. The Bia Balkarcha track doesn't exist anymore, even though Mimer is only Midrabanan. That removes the Yibam track and a whole other path you're taking now. So Mimer is taking more of a Kedushin track, and you'd have to have Mimer followed by a Mesir L'Chuppah in order for this to be a complete marriage. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara. So Mai, what's the Lacha? How do we view this? What's the answer? So the Gemara says, Tashma, Shomeris Yavam, Bein Yavam Echad, Bein Shnei Yavamim. So if you have a Shomer Yavam, who's a Yavama, and she has, whether she has one Yavam, one brother-in-law, or even she has two brother-in-laws, Rabbi Yalezer Omer Yefer, even if one brother, she makes a nether, so either one of the brothers, if you want to be made for the nether, it works. You don't need both, one works. Rabbi Shua Omer Le'echad V'Lo'Lashayim, if she has only one Yavam, so then he could be made for, but if there are two Yavamos, or Yavamim rather, so then neither one could do Yibam, Hafara. And Rabbi Akiva Omer, lo le'echad v'lo l'shnayim. It doesn't work whether they have two yuvamim or even one. It doesn't work. So what's pshat on these three different opinions? So havina ba, bishma Rabbi Akiva, I understand why he says neither one could do hafara. Why? Because savar ein zika. There's no zika. If you lecha, then zika doesn't exist, in which case neither brother has rights to be made for an adarm. So that's why one or two doesn't work. The Rabbi Yeshua, L'chad yesh zika, l'trei ain't zika. He holds, when is zika relevant? Well, there's only one brother. You can only draw one line from her to him, so there's zika, and he can be made for it. But if there's two brothers, you don't know who's going to do yibum, so there's potential for both them. We don't draw any lines, and there's no zika, in which case neither brother could do mefer. Hafar, that makes sense according to Rabbi Yeshua. But Ella, the Rebbe Gelazer, he nami the kasavar yesh zika. Even if you hold the zika, bishma l'chad mefer. I understand why if there's one yavam, that one yavam could do hafara because he has zika. Latre amai, but if they're two brothers, why is a mefer allowed from either one? Neither one has done chalitza yet, or yibum rather. The Amar Rabbi Ami hacha b'maskinan kigon David b'maimer. No, it's where there are two yavamin, but one yavam did maimer, so he strengthened that zika. Ubeishama hid Amar maimer kona kinyan gamur, and therefore that one brother, not either brother, but the one brother who did maimer, he could do hafara. So now they're going to ask us the question. So, Iyamis, if you're going to say Bishma Nisuin Osa, that mimer creates a real Nisuin. So, we understand why that mimer, Bishim Hachi Mefer. And Iyamis, Arison Osa, if mimer at best does Arison, so the din is Hechi Matsi Mefer. How could he be Mefer on his own? We have a cloud that Misha tells us in Mesechas Nidarim, Hatnan, Hanara Hamurasa, Avia Ubala, Bala, Mefer Nidara. Together, you can never have a person who's engaged to a woman to Mefer on his own. It's only with her father. So how can we suggest that even if there's Mimer, so it must be that when there's Mimer, there's Nisuin, and that's why he could single-handedly do the Hafar. So Gemara says, no, maybe really we hold Mimer is Arison. And you're right. He's not doing hafar on his own. Rather, Amar of Nachmar Yitzchak, my mefer b'shutfis. When we say that the yavam could do hafar, it's not hafar on his own. It's hafar along with her father together, because it only creates erison. It's like a nara marasa, and you need both parties. So now the Gemara says, okay, that all makes sense if you hold that maimer really creates a kinyan gamur. But Ella the Rebbe Elazar, damar maimer the beishame eino kona. Ella litchos litzar bavad amai mefer b'shutfis. If you hold that no, Mimer doesn't create any stronger bond between the Yavam and Yavama. All it does is knock the Tsar out of the picture, but it doesn't create a Yavam, rather a strong Zika. How is he allowed to be Mefer? So the Gemara says, Amr l'cha Rebbe Elazar, Amr the Amr Ana. Granted, I said, Eino kona elulitchos litzar bavad. I said that. When I said that you could do a mimer and it knocks off the tzara, I said that it's not enough for get, you need a get plus a chalitza. But lahefer nidarea miyamin, I never suggested that he could be made for. That's not my understanding. I don't hold that way. I don't think that hafara will work. I just said that all it does is she requires get plus chalitza, but ain't a chanami, he cannot be made for nidar. Because I hold it's only litchos. Ibai same alternatively, the Gemara suggests, Amr l'cha Rebbe Elazar, we'll have Nachman bar Yitzchak, mi nicha, does this make sense? Meaning, with this whole price we said above, it doesn't make sense because mi nicha, mi katani yefru, yefru katani. Meaning, there's some mistake in the Mishnah. Because even according to the understanding of Rebbe Elazar that said yefru, it really should be yefru, whatever the proper way to say this is. It should be the plural because you're doing it in partnership with the father. There's a mistake here. So what's the case here? Must be, Elamaya Skinan here, this whole case is something wrong. It's not referring to father and husband. There's something, a unique situation here. Sha'om de Bedin, that she, it was Tavea, the brothers in Din. She's now a Shomer Yavam, and no brother's acting, and she's there single. She's waiting for some help, some support. She takes him to Din, Torah. Upaskale Mizonis Mishalo, and the Bezdin said, you, the brother Yavam, you're now responsible to take care of her. You can't just let her wait forever, Shomer Yavam. You have to start supporting her. So once Bezin passing that this brother has to support her, so now in her mind, she's assuming that husband and wife, even though they're not really yet, and therefore when she takes another, it's Aldas, this husband, and that's why that singular husband is the one who does Hafar, and that's the situation that's going on here. Okay, a bit tricky, that last piece here, but that's the understanding of this Gemara. Okay, let's stop here, and everyone have a wonderful day.